Well, they were starting favourites, although the Brumbies had been the best Aussie province up until the weekend, but that home ground advantage worked a treat for the Waratahs. G'day, Curtly Beal.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, you would have been happy with that display. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a great win. We certainly needed it after a disappointing loss against the Highlanders the week before, but no, it was awesome to get out there yesterday and perform very well in front of our fans.
Yeah, Curtly, it was obviously composure, though. They got off to a flyer.
Yeah, they did. Obviously, they're a great team, and we always knew it was going to be a tough challenge. So, you know, we knew if we just stuck to our guns and be patient in certain games, at certain times of the game, you know, we'll come away with the win.
Was it the plan to keep things pretty tight earlier on in the game before you sort of found your feet, then try and use that pace and play with a bit more width?
Yeah, I think we went in with a nice strategy of just trying to earn the right. So we had to use the big boys up front to try and gain momentum, and they did that very well, I thought. And that allowed blokes like Israel Folau and Bernard Foley to be able to manipulate the defence out wide. So we stuck to our game plan, and very, very glad that it worked.
Yeah, mate, Folau obviously is a star player, but he broke his drought with his first try, so that's good.
Yeah, he did, obviously. I'd like to know what he had for breakfast yesterday morning.
He was good.
A machine out there. you know, what an athlete. You know, definitely turned the game around by a few silky touches.
Yeah, he's got that big, the silky touch. There's nothing so silky when that big left-hand fend hits the opposing player, Curtly. He was awesome yesterday.
Yeah, he was on fire. I mean, he was due for a good game. obviously, teams have been marking him and week in, week out, and you know, he turned it on yesterday. And I'm just very glad that all the boys followed him because it was a great team effort.
Yeah, Curtly, are you happy with where you're at, mate? Obviously, big for the Waratahs, but a big year with the Wallabies as well.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm going along steady. I'm pretty happy with where I'm at, but there's obviously still room for improvement. Obviously, it's a massive year for rugby. You know, I think obviously yesterday displayed a lot of hunger and a lot of passion for our state's jersey, and a lot of guys are stepping up and pushing each other for Wallaby positions later on in the year. So it was a great battle, and there's still a long way to go, though. So we just got to stay at it.
I know there's a lot of rugby still to be played, but we used to say that this was like a mini Wallaby trial, and with a World Cup year, and you've got the actual, well, you've got the Wallabies coach. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Curtly? I guess if you're playing well, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing.
Yeah.
He's always watching you every minute of the day. But, I mean, Michael Cheek is a great guy. He's a great coach, and he certainly knows how to get the best out of his players. So I guess we're very lucky in that point. But at the end of the day, you know, he'll choose the best players to be able to represent our country later on in the year.
Mate, I've just got to ask, because it's headlines today, Dave Pocock obviously heard something on the paddock that he didn't like, and he's come out and told everyone that, and there's an investigation, but it seems like not many players out there or the individual that it was sort of pointed at heard anything.
Yeah, obviously, it must have been in the heat of the battle. Obviously, there's a process that's about to happen, and I think there's an investigation about to go look into it. So, I mean, yeah, obviously, there's lots of things that get thrown out there on the field just in the heat of the battle. And I mean, Poey's a very passionate man. He's very, he's got strong beliefs, and you know, if he did hear anything, then he's a guy that wouldn't tell any fibs. So, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, Curtly, did you hear anything out there? I mean, the inference is that it was a gay slur.
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure. I heard a little bit after the game about it, but yeah, out there on the field, mate, all I was trying to do is just get the ball in the hands and try and beat defenders. But, you know, like I said, mate, it was just in the heat of the battle, and obviously Poey picked up on something, and, you know, we'll just have to wait and see until, you know, it's being investigated.
It's right though, Curtly, isn't it? I don't care what game it is. When you're in the moment, and I mean, I know on the cricket pitch there were things at times said, but if you're focused on the game, you often didn't hear what was going on. So anyway, we'll find out through this investigation.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, the Blues are next. Mm-hmm. You've got yourself in good shape to take on anyone, I'd think.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, like I said before, the Highlanders game was a big reality check for us. And, you know, we needed that competitive edge, and I think we found that yesterday. it's taken a few games for us to be able to find that edge. And I think if we can keep that momentum going now, obviously the guys are setting a really good standard for us to be able to compete against some of the best teams in the competition. So we know we've got targets on our backs, and we just need to keep fighting up each week and putting in performance like we did yesterday.
And the crowd was good, mate. About 26,000. It's what we'd expect, you know, really. But it's one thing is expecting it. The other thing is people actually getting there. So 26,000 there, the crowd, which was good. And that Sunday afternoon slot looks pretty good for the Waratahs. Seems to work, particularly with families, mate.
Yeah, definitely, mate. It was great to see the Sydney crowd come out and support the Waratahs. As a player, it's always a great day. It's always a great game to be able to go out there and play, a nice Sunday Arvo game at Allianz Stadium. I grew up watching the game, watching afternoon games. It's always a pleasure to watch, and I'm glad that a lot of people came out and supported us, and I'm glad it was a great spectacle.
Yeah, it was a great result for you guys. Thanks, Curtly.
Thanks very much.
Curtly Beale. He's the Waratahs star, isn't he? There's a number of them out there. Good to see them playing so well. It was 28-30. Michael Checker in the aftermath still thinks the Brumbies are a finals team.